For the winter and spring plays had been dismal. Margot had gone with Sally to see both winter and spring productions and had cringed. The acting was awful. She wasn't the only one uncomfortable. Half the audience left at intermission. But Margot had remained with Sally until the bitter end. After the spring show, Sally offered to pay Margot to step in and take charge of the show. Margot declined. When she left New York 2.5 years ago, she'd left her acting career as well. She was done with theater. Done with acting. Done with actors. Done with writers. All of it. She just wanted a normal life now. One with regular office hours and regular office headaches. Like lost spreadsheets. Smiling ruefully, Margot entered the Cambria Coast Development office. Several of the women had already left. Jen, the pretty young receptionist, was about to leave, and she mentioned to Margot that she'd already put a call in to Malcolm, their IT guy, and hopefully he'd phone in the morning. Margot thanked her, praising her initiative, before looking to the back, checking Sally's office. Sally Collins, the owner of Cambria Coast Development, was still there, on the phone. Sally was always on the phone or out in meetings, showing properties and making deals, generally big deals, as she owned significant real estate. For a woman who'd been born with virtually nothing, she'd accomplished a lot in her life and was now, at 67, very comfortable financially. Margot had become Sally's right hand and rarely left work before Sally did. It wasn't that Sally expected Margot to work late, but Margot didn't feel right leaving Sally alone. All too aware that Sally didn't know when to quit and would continue making calls and following up on leads when she should be home, or at least off with friends doing something relaxing. Not that Sally knew how to relax. Like tonight, Sally had a Chamber of Commerce meeting to attend, and then there was a dinner with some Los Angeles investors who'd come to town to explore opportunities in Paso Robles. And Sally owned significant property there as well. Ranch land, wineries, commercial real estate. Eventually, Sally hung up the phone, and Margot left her desk to stand in the doorway of Sally's office. "The chamber mixer is starting soon," Margot said, folding her arms across her chest and giving Sally a meaningful look. "You don't want to miss it. You insisted I get you there on time." Sally glanced at her watch, shook her head. "I'm already late." "Not too late if we leave now. There's not enough hours in the day," Sally said, rising from her desk to slip on her unstructured blazer. She glanced into the framed mirror on the sidewall, fluffed her silvery blonde hair, which today was more blonde than gray. "Are you still going to the cocktail party with me?" "Of course. I agreed to be your date, but not the dinner after." "Not tonight. After the mixer, I just want to go home, relax, and get my 8 hours of sleep. Don't know how you do it on 5 or 6. Sleep is overrated. I'll have plenty of time to rest when I'm dead." "So morbid, Sally, but true." Sally took her oversized purse from the chair near her office door and turned off the light. "Taking my car?" "Sure." Margot would just walk back for her own car later. The Foghorn was only a couple of blocks away, and Cambria was safe. "Jen mentioned your computer. Do we need to get you a new one?" Sally asked. "Maybe a laptop you can take home at night?" The last thing Margot wanted was to spend her evenings working at home. "Let's just see what Malcolm can do. It might simply be a software update, something easy to fix. We could also have someone take over data entry jobs, freeing you up to join me for more of the sales meetings." Margot shook her head. "I'm not a salesperson. I don't have your teeth either. You're comfortable with these high-powered investors. I'd be lost." They'd stepped outside, and the sky was clear, the sun still high since summer was coming. Sally used her key to turn the deadbolt. "I can teach you. I know, and I'm grateful." Margot smiled at her boss. One of the most generous, smart, successful women Margot had ever met, and that was saying a lot. Sally could have been a Broadway producer in New York. Sally knew everyone, was incredibly skilled at getting people to do what she wanted, and never